charging down the ice. He's got a stick. He's in. Backhand. Score. A beauty. And Connor McDavid on fire early.
Mike Smith is going to go. Has double ice. Talbot and Smith. Moving on both sides of this battle of Alberta. This is unbelievable.
He's 1 year, 1.5 year here. Getting me more confidence. For sure, I'm stronger and faster, and I feel like I'm growing up for person and player a lot. Feels like I'm like ready to get the new step for the NHL.
Now McDavid across the drive, scores 100 points for Leon.
We could learn from what we went through, and everyone's pissed off about it. I think that's the best way to describe it. But there's a taste in everyone's mouth that's very, that no one likes. We need to find a way to not have that taste. And we've had it 4 out of 5 years here. So, you know, we need to be better.
Welcome to the Locked On Oilers podcast for this Wednesday. I was going to say January, May 26th. I'm your host, Hernan Salas from TSN 1260, the Two Guys in a Goalie podcast. Hit me up on Twitter at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers. Today's episode is brought to you by The Locker Room. Download the Locker Room app from the iOS App Store and find one of our Locked On rooms. Locker Room, changing the way we talk sports. Coming up on the pod, we'll be joined by former NHLer Joaquin Gages. We'll talk goalies and some interesting quotes from Ken Holland today. So we'll get into Mike Smith and the UFA, RFA market out there. Is there trades, possibilities out there to get a goaltender for the Edmonton Oilers? We'll talk all that fun stuff with Joaquin Gage. Always a good time. And we'll also, about 4 or 5 clips from Ken Holland. His presser was about over 30 minutes, and he's really long-winded. And a lot of the questions were very similar, so we'll get to some of the better questions and answers from the media avail. Shout out to everybody there. Daniel Nugent-Bowman, Jason Greger, Ryan Rashog, Reed Wilkins, Jack Mike. Terry Jones all asked the questions today, so got to give them their due. It was a lengthy one, but we'll get to all that. I mean, no more Oilers to talk about as they were eliminated on Monday night. 3 games on tap tonight. The Islanders look to close out the series as they're home to the Penguins. Same thing with the Tampa Bay Lightning up 3-2 at home to take on the Florida Panthers. And the Vegas Golden Knights on the road look to close out that series as well. 7 o'clock start as they take on the Minnesota Wild. And just some quick notes here. Spencer Knight will start in game 6 for the Panthers. What a story there. $10 million goalie. Ugh, yeah, that's not a good one. And the Habs, Terry Lehkonen and Jake Evans won't travel to Toronto for game 5. So, it's not much going on in Oilerland. Like I said, the GM did meet, and we'll get to that in the third segment. But right now, let's get to one of my favorite people here, Joaquin Gage, former NHLer, and of course a host on the Two Guys and a Goalie podcast. Joaquin, let's get right to it. Before we get to the Ken Holland pressure and some goalie talk, just your thoughts on what happened with the Edmonton Oilers, swept by the Winnipeg Jets, and overall a good season, but definitely disappointing to see them being out in 4 games. Just your thoughts on what happened.
Yeah, man. I mean, we've talked about it. I think that if we were to go back to our how we looked at the season back in January, we would have been pleasantly surprised at what the Oilers actually did throughout the regular season. And the problem is that we get Connor and Leon and the play of Darnell Nurse and Mike Smith. They sucked us in, man. They gave us hope, and hope's a dangerous thing. And we expected a bigger result. And after calming down and reflecting, I've been talking to other professional hockey players about just their experiences with coaching. And I know all of them to a man really haven't had, there was a few, but most of them said they really never had a coach that was so quick to fire up the Vitamix blender, right, with the lines. And maybe I was criticizing Tippett for a while, but now as I sit back and look at it, I think, could it have been possibly more of him knowing that he needs to find something come playoff time so that it's not a first line, second line, and 2 fourths, right? So maybe he's give him a little bit more credit than than it's due, because he knew something, he needed something else come this time of year. And what I think the biggest thing you can take going into next year is, the not that the regular season doesn't matter, but it's a preparation for when it does matter. And it's unfortunate again what happened, but I mean,
yeah,
there were some lessons learned for sure.
Yeah, Oilers GM is meeting with the media today. A lot of interesting questions, a lot of interesting answers. It's the summer of Holland, Gager. I mean, he's gonna have some money off the books, and he's got to really improve this team where they don't get swept. Let's get to the goaltenders. He did say in his pressure, Gager, that he wants to re-sign Mike Smith. So, first of all, I want to get your thoughts on that. And then he also added that he is looking at a buyout. I mean, that could be James Neal. It could be Mikko Koskinen. Who the hell knows? But just your thoughts on Mike Smith, because I'll put it to you this way. I think Mike Smith was great. And I don't mind bringing him back. But you can't go Mikko Koskinen, Mike Smith next year. You can't go Mike Smith, Alex Stalock next year. You eventually need to find your number one goalie that's going to be here for years and years and years. Just your thoughts on Ken Holland's comment and what I just threw at you. Like, eventually they got to bring in a guy that's going to be your starter for 5-6 years.
Yeah, I mean, in a perfect world, that would be great. And you've heard me say, I think Mike Smith should win the Vezina this year. He was that good. But he'll be 40 next year, you know. Yeah. And if we're going back to a regular 82 game schedule with travel all over North America and the grind of that type of regular season, like you said, you can't have, I don't think Mikko's time is done. He's three strikes and you're out. He was serviceable for a bit, but it just never really clicked for him. And with Stalock, I don't know, cause I haven't seen it yet. I don't know what that looks like. Maybe that works. And in the minors, their young guys are, stats wise, they're looking good, but I haven't seen it, so I don't know if they're ready to make that next jump. There are a lot of interesting goalies that will become available in free agency here. And it's not a given Mike Smith comes back. I mean, with that type of play, you could have another team look at as a solid 1B kind of guy, you know, He might actually, with how well he played, get a better deal somewhere else. I do think he wants to come back here. I think he knows that the possibilities are good with the Oilers. But am I surprised that Holland wants to sign Mike Smith? No, just because of the play. And he's a former goalie himself. So, we need to get younger in that position. Definitely. It would be really nice to have a young up and coming goalie like a Demko or something like that, that you know is going to be your guy and provide you with solid goaltending in the regular season, in playoffs, and give you that chance to win.
I think you have to find that younger goalie that's going to be your goalie of the future here. Let's look at some, I'll first throw some UFAs at you, Gager. All these guys are, a lot of these guys are over 30 right now. Tuukka Rask, Pekka Rinne, Freddie Anderson, Dubnyk, Ranta, Reimer, Grubauer, Mrazek, Halak, Mike Smith. You got Ullmark, who's under 30, and the Florida goalie, Chris Drieger there. Any of those names pique your interest, or it's the same thing we were talking about in the last question, is that you eventually have to get younger, right?
Yeah, I think, I'm just speaking from personal experience, I think when a goalie is really at their best, his age is like, I would say 28 to 31. I mean, you're the way your body functions, your experience level at the pro game is at a point where you've seen enough that nothing catches you off guard. Really, you've refined your game at a pro level. That's the sweet spot, I think, somewhere in there. And like you said, a lot of these guys are over 30 and still phenomenal goaltending. Ullmark's interesting, you know, like. Mrazek, Oiler fans remember him from the World Juniors. That would pique my interest a little bit too. But I would like to, if I'm Ken Holland looking for the future, and like we've heard him talk about how he wants this team to be a regular playoff team that seems to be established now, looking at the Pacific Division next year, barring something weird happening, I can't see the Oilers not making the playoffs again. But that position needs to, if you can get someone in their late 20s, I think that would, I'd be really happy with that.
Yeah, because the Florida goaltender is interesting. You got Spencer Knight now starting his second playoff game there. You got $10 million goalie in Bobrovsky. So that might be an option. He's only 27 years old, Gager, and he was really good this season. So that might be an option for the Edmonton Oilers to look at there. I'd be totally on board with that. Looking at RFAs, Sorokin and the Islanders is probably going to get signed. Juicy Saro is an interesting one. He's been really good for Nashville. Shesterkin is going to get signed in the Rangers. Samsonov's a wild card because Washington's not too happy with him with everything that happened this season. He's been kind of a wild card. He's been kind of wild there with Kuznetsov. And then you got Aiden Hill, who is kind of interesting, played really good for the Coyotes with all their injuries. He's only 25 years old. Let's say of those five RFAs, are any of those realistic for the Oilers?
I don't know. You know what? Who I've been looking at is a little bit because there's kind of a log jam in there. And I think the Ottawa Senators are going to have to do something with one of their guys. Matt Murray's making too much. There's nothing they can do about that, right? Like, he's going to be there. But they also have, who is it? Is it Decord, Forsberg, and Hoberg, right? So,
yeah.
And that Decord came in and played really well. I don't know. I've always been kind of looking towards the teams with the logjam, and Florida's got Knights. That's awesome what he did the other game of letting in the first one, and then shutting it down the rest of the way. You look to those other teams that have kind of that logjam at that position, and maybe there can be a deal done with them. You know, I do like that Joey Decord though, for some weird reason. I think, just his age, he's a young guy, moves really well. And the some of the games that I watched the Senators play, I was quite impressed the way he played.
Hey, and make sure to check out Locker Room. You want a live audio-only sports talk platform? You want to talk to me, other fans, athletes, and insiders in real time? Locker Room is a free audio-only social media platform for sports fans. Perfect for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, and reacting to all the breaking news. Make sure to come with your spiciest takes. All you need to do is download the Locker Room app, free in the iOS App Store. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever. 18 amazing flavors, including 6 new ones like caramel brownie, cookies and cream, and my personal favorite, carrot cake. Bars are low calorie, low sugar, high in protein, high fiber, and great for the keto diet. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON and you'll get 20% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at BuiltBar.com. Did you find like the core though? He's just too much of an unknown, and it's too risky right now. Like when you compare him to an Aiden Hill or a Juicy Saros, like these guys are legit. Like they've shown they can be your guy in the NHL. Where Joey Decord, for me, Forsberg, they all played okay. Gager, they played like five different goalies, and they all at one point looked pretty good. But I think the Oilers got to find a guy that's legit right now, and I think Joey Decord would be more of a project to see what he can do.
Yeah, but I just, like, we're talking about getting younger, right? And having that position solid, and I don't, there is going to be a shift in how goaltenders are paid, for sure. But I'm looking at from a cap standpoint, flat cap.
Okay.
This is a guy that's, you could probably get for a good number, and
yeah,
end up paying at least your goaltenders for the Edmonton Oilers, get him at a good price, and be able to maybe do a little bit more on the free agent side with forwards, right? So
yeah,
I I just it's so hard to say. It's going to be so interesting to see what's done, but yeah, something has to be done with Mikko Koskinen too, you know, before any of this happens as well. So
yeah,
are we getting ahead of ourselves even talking about this? And I mean, it worked out great this year. I don't think it can happen, but maybe it might actually work out that Mike Smith and Mikko are back again. I don't think if Miko's back, I don't think Mike Smith is going to take the salary that he did, right? That's the biggest thing. He's going to want what Mikko's making, at least.
Oh,
I
yeah.
think in that.
He'll be the number one. He'll
yeah,
be the number
you can't, one. Right? You can't get him. I mean, unless it gets to a situation where it happened last year where he basically didn't have a place to go, I think, you know, and the Oilers came back to him. But I think he's going to have an offer to go somewhere else. He's going to come back to the Oilers and say, hey, well, these guys are offering me this. What can, you know, get into the good old fashioned bidding war. But yeah. I can't see him coming back and taking the discount when he knows he's going to be the number one at some point with Tippett as the coach and if Miko's back. So that's a tough one.
That's a great point because, yeah, I mean, it's got to make sense for the Oilers. You can't overpay for Mike Smith. And like you said, he's going to want Mikko money and he should. Yeah. I mean, he's the better goalie.
yeah. I mean, and that's the price. That's a good price for a starting goalie. Like that's a bargain price for, you know, 4.5. That would be great. If Mikko was a starter, we'd all be, they would be really happy with that, you know, but it's to have 8 million, 9 million wrapped up in your goalies. I guess it's kind of, I'd like to see it a little bit lower with the flat cap over the next 3 years, just to be completely honest. We see what it does to teams. Like we'll be talking about that Bobrovsky contract and the Carey Price contract too, to an extent it hinders the Habs too. They can't do much with the amount of money he's making. So I hate to say it because I might get kicked out of the union and get my card revoked, but I think goalies are going to be earning a little bit less moving forward just to stay competitive and keep teams liquid to be able to do things at trade deadlines.
Yeah, I'll throw a few more names at you, and this comes via trades. Columbus has two very good goaltenders in Elvis Merzlikins, Jonas Korpisalo. Elvis is at $4 million. Jonas Korpisalo is at 2.8. With the disappointment of that team's season, and they're going to move on from a new head, from their head coach and all that. Can you pry one of these two guys? And if you could, if you're Kenny Holland, which one do you prefer?
I think I like Korpisalo. I mean, they're both, it's funny because when I watch them, I have to almost see the name bar or the number to see which one's playing.
They're similar.
They're so similar. And I remember two years ago, I went to a pregame skate and watched Columbus play and both of them were on the ice and gosh, I couldn't tell the difference. You know, they looked exactly the same. And both of them, I think, are way better than average goaltenders. It just all depends on what's going back, you know, like what would be their asking price? What are the Columbus Blue Jackets looking for most of all? And they would probably want, I would think, a center after losing Dubois and Laine on the wing. The price would be really high for one of those two guys because you are essentially getting a number one goalie, I think, if you were to manage a trade after that.
Yeah.
One of those two would be ideal for the Edmonton Oilers, right? So, I mean, if that's the case, they get one of those guys. I don't think you sign Mike Smith again. I think you can ride. Mikko's done well in the regular season, you know, like he has really good numbers throughout the regular season. Maybe you just, you have one more year of Mikko and then, you know, he's done after his last year, that horrendous deal. But then you got Elvis or the Finn to to take you into the next step. Both of them have played in the playoffs. Both of them have played great in the playoffs too. You know, like they,
yeah.
That's now you've piqued my interest. Damn you, Hernan. Now I'm going to be looking at this and trying to figure this out. Good thing I'm not a GM.
But are you surprised that Kenny Holland would come out and just say that flat out today instead of saying, yeah, we'll take a look? Because now it's like, okay, you're getting Mike Smith. Mikko Koskinen is going to be very hard to move, very hard to move. And why buy him out when he only has 1 year left, right? You eat it. I'm just curious as to why he would commit to that so quickly when, and listen, the Oilers didn't lose because of Mike Smith, but like I said in the opening, eventually you have to look for your number one goaltender.
It could be posturing, you know. It could be,
yeah,
letting everyone know, oh, they're, you know, maybe the one GM somewhere was thinking, wow, did you see this guy? Like, this guy's gonna, yeah, be, he could win the Vezina. Maybe he was only making this. Maybe we can get him here, you know. So by him saying that, maybe it deters other teams from making some, of course, if they want to, they'll inquire, but maybe they think there's something already in the works and maybe it's not worth their time. I don't know. Maybe it might be a ploy. He's a veteran GM. He knows what he's doing and his words are calculated. So, and maybe he doesn't want Mike Smith looking around. Maybe he wants him to feel secure next year. Yeah. I would too, or whatever. They need to get younger. I hate to say it because he played so well, but he's just, I know from personal experience, every year after a certain age, things start to deteriorate, right? And
yeah,
and it's, you're not going to, we're not getting the best Mike Smith. We're getting a extremely well-conditioned, experienced Mike Smith at 40 that adds a lot of intangibles that we can't put into the calculations of how valuable he is for the goal, for the team of the Edmonton Oilers, right? And
yeah,
you can, the one thing that as a goalie that you want to do for sure is to have that, when you're playing with your teammates and they have a certain confidence that they know if there is a mistake made, I have Smitty back there, right? And he'll probably bail me out. And look no further than the first 10 games of, you saw, even to a point, Darnell Nurse trying to do too much, Ethan Bear trying to do too much.
Yeah.
You know, and because there wasn't that confidence in Mikko with a soft goal. Like, they knew it was coming at some point, and they were playing without confidence in their goalie to make that save in case a mistake was made. And as soon as Mike Smith came back, I mean, that went away and everyone could start playing their game. So that's definitely what you need with a younger decor as well, right?
And there's a wild card. The Oilers did sign Ilya Konovalov to a 2-year deal. He was a third round pick in 2019. Excellent numbers in the KHL, where he will start. He's probably going to start in Bakel there. I was going to call you Connor, Joaquin, 22-year-old. But this guy, he might be that one goalie, that diamond in the rough that the Oilers found in the draft, and may take that next step here in the next couple of years. But yeah, a lot of goalies out there. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. Is Mike Smith Koskinen back for a third year? I don't know about that, but a lot of interesting options for Kenny Holland for sure. Joaquin, like always, thank you for talking goalies with me. It's been great. And yeah, we'll chat tomorrow on the two guys. I'm sure we're going to have a lot to talk.
Oh yeah, we should be fired up for that one.
Bet online, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC, MMA action. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their playoff runs. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, your online sportsbook experts. Last segment here on the Locked On Oilers podcast. Big shout out to Joaquin Gage for joining me. A good conversation there on the goalies. But right now, let's get to Kenny Holland as he met with the media today as the Oilers wrapped up their season. He had a lot of things to say, so let's get right to it. Kenny Holland kicked it off with just talking about their season and the message to the fans.
Obviously disappointed. I think any time you don't win the Stanley Cup in this industry, you're disappointed. We're not... You know, I was proud of our guys. I think, you know, there was a lot of positive steps made this year, Terry. You know, we got off to a slow start. We were 3-6, I think, since February. I think since February the 1st, we had the fourth best winning percentage in the National Hockey League. We tied Washington for the best road record in the National Hockey League. And then we got in the playoffs. Obviously, we had high expectations. And you know, I think I reflect back on my time in Detroit and before we won our first Stanley Cup, how many massive disappointments we had before we were able to finally get it done. And, you know, our guys gave everything they had in the series. We did everything we could over 56 games too. We played our way into the playoffs. We finished second. We knew we were meeting a real good opponent. Three of the games went into overtime. So very disappointed, but very proud of our guys for, you know, you think about game three, losing a 4-1 lead with 8 minutes to go, going into overtime, and they bounced back the next night and played another good road game and got the game to triple overtime. So very disappointed that we weren't able to go longer. We had great expectations based upon our regular season, but I'm also feeling that we made very good strides this season and things that we can build upon going forward.
Right, let's continue on with Mr. Canned Holland. He was asked about, you know, the salary cap. He's gonna have more room. He's going to have some work to do this offseason. So here's Kenny Holland on the salary cap and the moves he will now be able to make.
We have lots of cap space, but have lots of players to sign. So it's not like we've got a whole bunch of cap space and we've got that to sign three players. You know, there's a large part of our team, especially up front, their contracts are up. So they've got to either be re-signed or we use that cap space and go to market. So, you know, going through the process now, it's probably be a week here of exit interviews with our players. Sometime in early to mid-June, we'll have pro-scout meetings. I'll get our pro-scout people together either, together or we'll do it virtually. I talked for a bit yesterday with Dave Tippett. I'll give him a week to 10 days to kind of get the emotion out of what just happened here over the last week. Get Dave's thoughts after he'll talk to his coaching staff. And then starting probably mid-June-ish, I'll start to work the phones and talk to agents of players on our team. And maybe before that on a couple of players. And then obviously talk to other managers in the league and work our way through towards the middle of July when we've got to make decisions to build a team. And I think also part of the evolution of a team, and that was my message yesterday in the group and also individually, is, you know, you need people that are on your roster to take a little bit of a step, you know, whether it's younger players or older players. Part of our growth has to be internal. It just can't be all, what are we doing on free agency and how are we going to go out and make this massive noise on free agency. The good programs, the good teams in this league do a lot of what they do from within, the drafting and the developing. And then you go out and you find the finishing pieces through free agency or through trades.
Continuing on, Kenny Holland, one of the biggest issues for this team, and we saw it in the playoffs, was the 5-on-5 scoring. They didn't get a lot of support outside of the main guys for the Edmonton Oilers. So he was asked, is depth scoring 5-on-5 a main priority heading into the summer?
You know, obviously, we brought up Ryan McLeod, and you look Puljujärvi and Yamamoto and the young players that are, you know, what's Yamamoto, 22? And you know, I met with Jesse Puljujärvi yesterday. He told me he just turned 23 the other day, and Ryan McLeod, I think, is 21. These are young players. You know, that's part of the secondary. You know, they're they're people that we're going to grow with. They're important to where the direction that we're going. And, you know, they've never been through this before. You know, I think, you know, the playoff series that we had, the play-in series that we had with Chicago, this was different. This was more playoff hockey, I think, certainly from our, the way we played. It was tight checking. You know, one game was nothing went to overtime. Game one was 2-1. You know, they're tight checking, no space, little space. And you gotta we gotta play our way back into the same situation next year, going into the open market, free agent market with whatever salary cap dollars we've got available. Certainly that's what we will explore, is to try to get a little more secondary scoring. So some of the solution is external, some of the solution is internal, and just putting ourselves in this situation over and over and over and over again and getting more comfortable with it and eventually having success. Again, I reflect back, you know, I think back to you know, when we won the cup in Detroit in 97, it was a lot of disappointments in 93 and 94 and 95 and 96 that eventually led to us winning the cup in 97 and 98. I'm hoping it's going to be shorter, but you know, and how do you got to play your way into the playoffs. You got to be a playoff team every year. You got to put yourself in that situation every year, and you build and you grow on it. In the off season, you tweak your team, you make some changes, and you stick with it.
Kenny Holland they're making a joke on Twitter about how many times he brought up Detroit. You can't go crazy in free agency. We've seen that here for many, many years in the decade of darkness, and it rarely ever worked out. So, yeah, you got to build within with your draft picks, but you also have to add a little bit. So I'm totally on board with that. This is where it got interesting as he was asked about Mike Smith and re-signing.
Yes. I want to talk. Mike's going to Kelowna. He's left. He's gone to Kelowna. You know, I've got a place in Vernon. I told Mike we'll get together here in the next, when I get out there, probably 10 days, 2 weeks from now, and I'll get together, I'll talk to his agent. But yes, I do want to re-sign Mike Smith.
Interesting. Before I break this down, I want to get to the next one, and he was asked about potential buyouts.
Very possible. Not 100% sure, but very possible.
All right, so that's probably James Neal, because Koskinen has 1 year left, and you're not buying him out after 1 year. What the hell are you going to do? Like, if he wants to sign Mike Smith, I'm totally cool with that. I don't know if he can go into a season again with Mikko Koskinen and Mike Smith. I mean, third time, you might be playing with fire there. What's going to happen with Alex Stalock? He still has got 1 year. Yeah, you can put him in the minors, sure. But what are you going to do here going forward? And we just talked with Gager about a bunch of UFAs, RFAs. I think eventually this team, and by eventually, I mean this summer, you have to find your number one goaltender that's going to run with your team for the next 5-6 years. You have to. You can't keep going with old guy. It worked great this year in the regular season. Yeah, I mean, Mike Smith was great in the playoffs. They didn't lose because of him, but I don't know about coming back with the same tandem. And I don't know. No one's taking Cost. Let's just be clear. I don't know what you do with him. I don't know how you get him off the book. You're going to have to get creative. You're going to have to find a way. And hell, man, if you can find someone to take him, that's an enormous bonus. But for me, you can't come back with a combination of Mike Smith and Mikko Koskinen, or Mike Smith and Alex Stalock. Now, if you bring in is Mrazek any better than that? Freddie Anderson? I don't know. It's definitely going to be interesting, but I'm surprised he committed to that so quickly. Surprised he didn't go and say, hey, you know what? We'll see. We're going to visit with him and see what the number's like. Because if you're Mike Smith, you want Mikko Koskinen money. You're the number one goaltender. You took over this year. Why would you settle for less? So, I mean, dollars got to make sense. Term, obviously he's 40 years old, so I don't know. Interesting that he would commit to that, and knowing that he still has a 32-year-old goaltender that makes too much money for what he brings to the team, and it's highly unlikely you can move on from him. It's interesting. So that is your question of the day. there's a couple. Are you okay with him re-signing Mike Smith, and who do you want the Oilers to go out and get, like UFAs? I said them, there's a lot of older goaltenders out there. Or do you want to go the RFA route and try to get one of these guys like a Samsonov, a Nathan Hill, a Juicy Soros, if it's even possible? Do you want to trade for one of the goalies from Columbus? I mean, there's a lot of options out there, so we'll see. But I think Kenny Holland's going to be playing with fire if it's Mike Smith and Mikko Koskinen next year. But interesting time. It's going to be a fascinating summer in terms of the Edmonton Oilers, and this is the summer of Kenny, and we'll see if he can get everything done. And I mean, the fans here, I'm already seeing on Twitter, like, get rid of him, he's an idiot. Like, this team has improved much mightily. Yeah, in the regular season, the second place finishes and you're still not happy. Like, give it a break, man. Give it a break. If it was that easy, go be a GM. Go to school, become a lawyer, become whatever, and then be a GM if you're that smart. And if it were that easy to wheel in deal, like you said today in his press conference, this isn't like fantasy where you can just pick up players and trade guys. And it's not a fantasy world. This is real life dealings of hockey players. So enough with like, oh, everybody's smarter than Ken Holland. If you are, then go be a GM. Go be a GM. So for me, I like Chris Streeter. I like Samsonov Hill. I think those are a little harder to get, obviously. And if you can get Corpus Allo, Merz Lincolns, oh, that'd be amazing. But Streeter, I mean, with Spencer Knight there, I mean, and a $10 million goaltender, one of them is going to be available. No one's taking that $10 million goaltender. So is it going to be Chris Streeter? I hope so. So let's wait and see what happens this offseason. All right, guys, thanks again for taking the time to join me on the podcast today. Don't forget to download and subscribe on your favorite apps for all the latest episodes. Connect with me on Twitter at HernandoMan and at Locked On Oilers. So are you okay if the Oilers re-sign Mike Smith? And are you okay that it could be Koskinen and Smith again? And the third one, who would you bring in to be a tandem with Mike Smith? UFA, RFA, or trade? Let me know. From my man Juanito in the Locked On Oilers podcast, I am HernandoMan talking Los Petroleros. Let's do it again on Thursday. Have a good one.